Damas y caballeros, welcome to En Mis Tiempos. I'm one of your hosts, George, and I hope everyone poured out a glass of OJ this past weekend. I'm here today with Adrian and Alfredo. How's it going, guys? And this week's guest, Juan.
Welcome to the podcast. How it's going?
Yeah, I'm sorry. How's it going?
It's going fucking great.
There you go. I was just looking away. I'm sorry. Why? Juan, welcome.
Hello.
I don't know. Happy to be here. Thanks pissed for me off. So now it's going great. Sorry, I didn't mean to talk over you.
Oh, who pissed good. You off?
George.
Me?
You just moved on without letting us answer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you wanted to comment. Oh, about the OJ, you know?
No. I did not pour out some OJ.
I had a glass.
Feel bad that he died?
I mean, it's been everywhere, obviously, but I'm not old enough to know or really care about OJ, so, you know, I was like,
how old are you?
That sucks.
What year were you born?
94.
Oh, fuck no. Yeah, no. Yeah. Like, to us, to my generation, it's a little different, because, like, we grew up watching the stupid movies that were pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
And we actually, like, we didn't watch him play football. We're too young for that. Mm-hmm. The older people watch him play football, and then to us, he was an actor. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't a great actor, but the movies were funny. So that's how we knew him. And he was a commentator, you know, whatever, a reporter. But
I mean, I'm not glad that he died or anything, you know.
But once that happened, I'm like, everybody fucking knew he did it.
It wasn't proof. He's still.
He's innocent. Yeah.
He's innocent. Whatever. I don't know. Somewhere after he died, someone was like, you know, made a little fake Twitter. It was like, before he died, he posted, I did it.
I did hear, or I saw something. Some fake news that said on his deathbed he told his family, hey, I did it, by the way, you know.
Damn. I mean, he gave us a good reference. Oh, in Shrek 2, there's this part, there's a chase scene where he's running away, and it's when the donkey turns into a white horse, and, you know.
You said Shrek?
Shrek. And he's running down, they're running through the forest.
Oh, Shrek 2.
It's like a helicopter. They're like, oh, he's going down the forest on a white Bronco.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's so funny. Anywho, that happened this past weekend, right? Was it this week?
Last week?
I'm sorry.
What do you mean you don't remember? It was April 11th. You sent us that picture of all the expired April 11th.
April 11th. I feel like I had to explain that one. Because
nobody
got it.
It
went through their heads, right? Okay. And then I was like, I told Gladys, I'm like, I'm waiting for one of the guys to respond.
Nobody responded.
I wasn't texting too much last week for some reason. I know why. This guy quit at work, and now I have twice as much work as I had before.
Wait, did he quit on you just like that, or did he 2 weeks?
Just fucking quit.
What
a boss.
Damn. Right? That's how you're supposed to
quit. What an asshole.
It was him.
You should fire that.
Holy shit, it was going on. Why you quit on him?
In my defense.
We don't need to talk about
it. Come on, this is so funny.
Why? Well, it was funny to you because you didn't know the joke, but
I'm sorry, not to him.
He's not fucking working. What are you?
Anybody got to
leave? He just wasn't texting, but it wasn't work.
No, I never text, so yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
We never know if he's gonna be here now. Like, you gonna make it? He's like,
I'm always here.
Crickets. Yeah, you have done a good job.
I have a day.
I feel like we came back, you've been doing a hell of a lot better than before.
Thank you. Round of applause, please. Luis, can you press the button? Sorry.
We don't even have Yvette today.
Yeah, no, we don't. I'll be your fact checker for today.
We're going to lie a lot today. Yeah, it's going to be all right.
No, I'll try. I'll try to keep up.
That's good, because that's my worst fear, because I spit out so much bullshit.
Oh, yeah, he's good at it.
I don't need anybody fact checking me.
We'll get the messages later. That's bullshit. That didn't happen. Like, that's not true. But whatever. It's cool.
I mean, for some reason, I thought Luis was going to be here.
No, he said give him a few weeks or whatever because his boss. I don't know. Yeah, he had a good.
Maybe somebody quit on him too.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened. Yeah.
Did you ever think about that?
No.
I'm trying not to think.
Is it a lot of work that he dropped on you?
A lot of work. Just get over it.
We have
to bring in two guys to replace them.
Damn.
See?
You're valuable. What's up?
The hell was I going to say?
What happened this past weekend?
So I went to, first off, shout out to Olivia. We went to the state competition.
Oh, yeah.
In San Antonio for gymnastics. She got a couple third places, a second place, and took third overall.
All right. Shout out to Olivia.
So now we got to go to fucking Colorado for regionals, which is getting expensive, but it's cool. It's cool. It's fun.
Congrats.
So on the way back, we went to Austin. I was just telling you. Yes. And on Sunday, we were going to have breakfast with Leslie, my oldest. And she's like, you want to go to a kite festival? Kite, K-I-T-E.
Oh, man.
People are mishearing that every time I fucking tell it.
Dyke. Why? Oh,
No, not dyke. I'm not going to say the word.
Yeah. But it's okay.
So it's literally just people flying kites.
Uh-huh.
Like hundreds, probably thousands of people flying kites in the same
place. I saw a video of that this weekend. Okay.
Do you know how to fly a kite?
I saw that video and I was like, do I know how to fly? I asked myself that question. I was like, no. No. I've never flown a kite.
Do you?
I can fly a kite.
What? Oh, yeah. I can fly a kite. You know, it's funny.
Okay, y'all say that, but when was the last time you flew a kite?
Since I was like probably 8, 9 years old. But okay, I was actually just thinking the other week, like I seen somebody flying a kite and I was like, you know how long it's been since I did that?
Closer to the mic.
That looks like so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't done that in a while.
Until like, you fly one.
Yeah. And then I want to get my kids one now, you know, and be like, hey, y'all stupid. You don't know how to do this, you know. And just,
I bought Olivia a kite a few years back and I had it in like the console where I kept all the TV stuff for years because I bought it to her when she was too little. So she now that she's old enough, I've never bought another one. So.
You still have
she
that
was
one.
Trying to, no, I would throw it away eventually. But,
you went to go buy another one?
So they had some there, and Leslie's boyfriend also bought one. Like, we just ran into him right after he got it because he never flown a kite either. Like, I'm walking around, like, man, there's like at least 50% of those people had never flown a kite in their life, and you could tell.
That's true, yeah.
It was pretty funny to watch, but it was fun. I had
fun. Are they running and stuff or what?
Yeah, but they're hilarious because they always, in the movies, you always see people running with the kite, right?
Yeah.
So they're all doing that, but they're not letting go of the string. I'm like, what is your plan here? Like, you're just going to keep running with the kite?
Okay, yeah, because you're supposed to run and then let it go slowly as it, you know, catches wind.
I've never run.
You don't even have to run if you catch the right wind. You just throw it up.
Yeah. You just kind of pull it, and then it starts
going up.
Or you do this.
I don't know. That's pretty cool.
Well, the cheap kites do that. There was this one booth that was giving away kites, like really cheap kites. I don't remember what you had to do. And one of Leslie's friends came back with it. She was trying to fly it, and it would go up, and it was. Cheap kite. It's not going to work.
So how expensive are they?
You need It was probably like $20-something, but
man, they can get up there, though. There's some, like, pretty big, pretty nice, like, looks like a dragon flying.
I've seen those awesome
kites out there.
Like,
I had the $5, $2 ones, you know, and I never had to run because I live out in the country, and I swear I live in the windiest county in Texas.
So you just stand there
and I just gotta give me enough string, throw it up, and it'll take off.
We used to make ours.
I never had to make ours. Leslie asked me, did you ever make a kite? I'm like, nah, we weren't that poor by the time I came around. Like, my brothers did.
I made one in Juarez.
Oh, they're pretty okay. Just two sticks and then like some
newspaper, paper bag and shit. You can use different things. Like, I knew how to make them. I tried, but I never, because I had to. Just because it was something to do.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
Just make a tiralilis or something like that.
Tiralilas, wait.
Huh?
Tiralilas.
Tiralilis.
I swear to throwing lilies at people. What? Really soft flowers?
No.
Lilies?
I don't know what they were chunking. I forgot.
Tiralilas.
They're lilas.
Your cousins called it that.
Tiralilas.
It was in that lilas.
You know it's what a lila is?
I do not.
What are they called in English?
I'm just over here, like, kind of laughing, like, haha.
Those trees grow like little, they look like grapes, but they're not, but they're about the size of a grape, but they're hard.
Mm. They're green. No?
Green.
I know what they are.
They're lilas.
Keep talking.
I swear they're not lilas.
Okay.
I don't know. Your cousins used to call it lilies.
They were like, well, oh, I know lilies. What they are, and I.
Yeah, yeah.
It's lilas. I'm telling you.
Okay, fine. It's lilas. I've been saying it wrong this whole time. Did I lilas?
Sounds funny when the way you say it.
Lilas it is.
What? I don't know why. It's like you're so... You're,
there's only one.
You have a deep-ass voice?
That one?
Or is it just a country-ass voice?
It's country.
Yeah, it's country.
Well, it gives those little green things or whatever. And they're the size of a grape. And they're fucking hard. So we would take like... plastic bottles, like a Clorox bottle or something.
Yeah.
And you know, at the top of it, you chop it off like 6 inches down. And on the mouth of it, you put a balloon with a rubber band on it. So it's like whatever. and you drop those little balls on the balloon and you pull back on that shit.
Oh, like a slingshot.
Yeah, it's like a it fucking hurts.
Yeah.
You can do some damage with those.
You can put little rocks in there too.
Yeah. Little rocks never flew right, dude.
No, well, you gotta get the right one.
Was it Alex or Eric? Oh no, I shot Eric Saya with that once.
Yeah.
My bad. What was your cousin?
We also had a Matagatos.
Speaking of the where I was going with the kite festival thing.
Oh yeah.
We're sitting there in line to Olivia wanted to do this. They had this rock climbing thing and we were in line for that. No, it was after that. We were in line for ice cream. And I look over and I see this guy, like he's holding arms with this blind lady. Mm-hmm. She's got the cane.
What's she looking at?
She's never flown a kite either.
She's probably never flown a kite either. They walk up. It's at Zilker Park where they have ACL. Mm-hmm. So it's a park, right? And then they close down streets and stuff. So there's a lot of curbs going up and not going down. And this dude just walks up the curb and the lady trips.
Oh, man.
I'm like, dude,
now I feel
you're leading the blind. Like, give her a heads up, right? But then I thought she had this huge fucking walking, like a cane. The blind people cane stick. I don't know what
that's called.
Like, if you were leading a blind person and they had the stick, is it your responsibility to tell them every time you're walking up on a curb?
Well, yeah.
No.
They have the stick.
They have the stick, but you're walking this person. It's like, come on.
No, if I'm walking you, get rid of the stick. And then I'll stop and I'll be like, hey, there's a step coming up. Step up, whatever.
I would definitely feel inclined to because, I mean, how often are you leading a blind person? So, so I would always be, hey, there's a curb here. There's a step, you know.
But I think about it, if I was blind and I'm used to walking whatever with my stick.
Yeah.
It would be really annoying if the person I'm walking with is constantly telling me, hey, there's a step coming up after I hit it with my stick. Like, I know, stupid. I hit it with my stick. Like, I know there's a step coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the first thing I thought, that's the stupid leading the blind over there. And I laughed about it. And was like, what are you laughing about? And I told her. But then I thought about it. I'm like, nah, fuck that. She has a stick. Like, it's on her.
No. I get it. I guess, yes. Just depends on how long the stick was. Like,
this it's long enough. Like, this stick was the longest fucking stick I've ever seen. It was like taller
than
her.
That's what she said.
So, she said like a 10 foot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I guess it was on her part of.
But also, you know.
Depends on the speed. Was it going fast?
Well, it depends on who's walking you too. Because I could tell her 5 feet before somebody can tell her right when it's coming up. What do you mean?
Oh, what do you mean?
Like if there's a step coming, there's a step here, and then she's like, you know.
Well, he didn't tell her shit.
Well, I'm saying that's why you would probably have the stick, and she had the stick, right?
Yeah. So.
So it's her fault.
Right. My initial reaction was he's a dick, and then I thought about it. I'm like, no, she's stupid. She had the stick. She wasn't. Yeah.
Step up, stupid.
She's never trusting him again. You're that's right. For sure.
So I told Olivia what happened, and then I'm like, watch, it's coming.
Did it happen again?
Mexican, watch, it's going to happen again. Watch, they're coming up on the camera. Pull out the camera now. They're actually like, she had the stick, and he slowed down a little bit, and they stepped up. I'm like,
exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, slow down. You know,
fuck it.
It's she should have slowed down. I was like, I touched the step. I know what's coming up.
And then I started thinking, like, what the fuck is she doing? She can't see the kite. She can't fly a kite.
She can feel the wind.
She's having somebody explain it to her. About 50 kites in the air right now.
What's a kite?
I can't.
Now you got to explain the kite.
That'd be.
Would you date a blind girl?
Yeah.
Can we talk about sorry?
No, we haven't.
You would?
Yeah, I would. I think it'd be funny. Like I would love her, right? Wow. You know, I love her, but I think it'd be a, like I don't know.
Well, you don't love her when you go on your first date.
Oh no, yeah, no. But you said, would I date?
Would you date a blind girl? A blind girl at a bar. You don't know she's blind because you're stupid. You're like at the bar drinking, and she's looking down, and you're like, she's just playing hard to get. She doesn't look at you, you know. By the time you realize she's blind, it's too late. She already gave you her number, and then she looks over and she's like, can't see. And you're like, fuck. You cancel the date or do you still do it?
Still do it. I mean, oh shit, you're blind. You're committed. You gotta commit after that, dude. It's like, oh, old shit. Now I feel bad, but you know, let's go.
One?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm not prejudiced. You know?
Probably. I'd be the best looking motherfucker in her eyes. Like,
exactly.
That's the plus.
I'm convincing her she just like dated Channing Tatum or something. Yeah. You know?
She goes over.
Just don't touch me.
Back off.
I want to take things slow, you know?
I mean, she's never seen Channing Tatum, so. You're not lying.
Oh, no, depends on when she got.
That is true.
Wait, not lying.
When did she become, you know, depends. Did she become blind?
Yeah, well.
At birth or?
Helen Keller.
Yeah, just find out.
Oh.
And she's done.
What are your thoughts on Helen Keller?
No, I want to
know. I want to know. I want the world to know what your thoughts on Helen Keller are.
She's blind. Wait, hold on. Let me remember. She's, get this right. She's blind and deaf, right?
Yeah. And she's born blind and deaf.
Yeah. What do you want me to tell you?
She wrote books. She could do like all kinds of shit. Is it all made up? Is she a real person?
I guess, yeah.
How do you teach a blind, deaf person how to read?
When you say deaf, I don't think they're completely deaf.
She was completely deaf.
I don't know. Taps?
I mean, I can tell you how they explained it.
I don't remember.
I'm not asking you to remember. I'm asking what your thoughts are. Like, is that a real story or is it all bullshit?
I think it's a real story. I think it's plausible. It could happen.
When?
No?
I've never thought of it in that much depth, but now to think about it, I mean,
she's blind and deaf.
How did she learn, you know?
Damn, stop. Okay, are you telling me you don't believe it?
No, I'm not telling you shit. I'm asking.
Helen Keller was a hero. I don't know. I don't know where you're trying to go with this.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm just asking if you think it was legit or this is like, the whole thing's made up. A lot of people out there think the whole thing's made up.
Would I date a blind, deaf person? Probably, yeah.
That's not what I asked you.
Okay.
Helen, what?
Keller. What?
Adrian?
I don't know what that is.
Really?
You need to spend some time looking into Helen Keller. Yeah. It'll blow your mind.
World War II, bro.
Yeah, like she was
Jewish? I don't fucking know.
I don't remember. See,
that's not the relevant part. Okay. The relevant part is that she was born.
Oh, gross. I'm talking about like part
she
of
how to communicate to the point that she wrote books and she did all kinds of things. Oh, okay. She was born blind and deaf.
Where was she born?
If you have that drive, you can.
When?
She could have learned.
Where?
What is?
You have that drive. You can learn anything. So, yeah, I think it was possible.
Tuscumbia, Alabama.
Really?
What?
That's unfortunate.
Where?
She's from Alabama?
Tuscumbia?
There's a place called Tuscumbia. How do you spell it?
T-U-S. Exactly how I'm saying it.
T-U-S-C-U-M-B-I-A? Tuscumbia. How else would you say that?
Tuscumbia.
Sorry. West.
Okay, so that, yeah.
That blows my mind. I had no idea.
Oh, she was blind and deaf?
She was born in Alabama.
That she was born in Alabama.
87.
She, I don't know. Like I said, I think it'd be cool dating a blind person. If I was blind, I would want someone to like put me in a field, just be like, no stick or nothing, and see if I could just make it somewhere. Like, have a goal, put me in an obstacle course.
What the hell? Because life's not really
George, if
an
you were blind,
course.
You couldn't make it out of this room.
Not with that attitude.
Mm-mm.
I could.
Eventually.
I feel like I would be like, trying to learn move like the bats.
So echoes. The location.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
I'd be like, ¿cómo se llama el de la movie from DC? What's it called? That one vampire? I forgot him. I don't know.
Blade?
No, not that one.
Daredevil? Thinking of
the new one that came out with this. I was gonna say Johnny something. What's that guy's name from 30 Seconds to Mars?
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto, yeah.
Jeez, that was quick.
Oh yeah,
he's your hero. I know.
Oh, yeah. Is he? No, he's not. But he does have some. Is that some bangers?
Wait, you listen to that type of? You don't seem like the person you see.
Oh yeah, yeah. I actually listen to rock and metal way more than I listen to country.
Oh really? Okay.
He just likes the country hats, the cowboy hats.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay. All right.
Yeah. And he lives in the country. So.
Speaking of Jared Leto, you know he has like an island where he's a where he charges people and they like worship him like he's a messiah. I'm dead serious.
He is, isn't he?
There's no
not to me.
No. No. There is for real.
I'm dead serious.
Fact checker,
Luis. Fact check.
Thank you. That's so weird. That seems like something Jared Leto would do, though.
I haven't made up my mind about him yet.
What do you mean? As in being...
Like, he's either an asshole or he's not, right?
He doesn't seem like...
He doesn't seem like one.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like him, but he...
I feel then like you hear stories like that, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, I think all those guys are assholes to some degree, you know?
Like artists or
yeah.
Eddie Vedder does not fall into that category, so watch yourself.
Neither does Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, that's another one. I mean, who knows? There probably is.
Who, Dirk?
Yeah, I don't know any of those guys personally, like, but...
I actually got to meet Dirk at a hospital one time, and he just had his kid, and it was really
cool. Was he walking around already?
Well, no. I was changing out in...
What, his kid?
I was changing out a light at one of the hospitals I was working at, and then I see this tall guy just come in and, like, duck to get in at the loading dock. That guy was huge, and he, like, looked at me. I looked at him, and I was like, you know, gave him the nod and whatnot, and it just clicked. I was like, that was Dirk. And I said, Dirk. And like, he just turned around and I was like, oh crap. You know? So I ran over there and he took a photo with me and all that. And I was like, is everything okay? You know? And he was like, yeah, my daughter was just born. And he sat there and talked with me for like 2-3 minutes. And he's the guy that you want him to be.
Yeah.
And he was extremely nice. Took a photo with me. His daughter was just born. And then, you know, said, all right, man, we'll see you around.
Oh, that's cool.
Sweet. Yeah.
I would not have stopped and talked to you if my daughter was just born. Like, you had already seen her and
I have
coming
no idea.
Back from lunch or something? Or
I have no idea.
Okay.
I just seen him.
If that's the case, then yeah, I would have. But like, I missed it because I was doing something stupid and now I got to rush. No, I wouldn't.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what I mean? No, yeah. We're like,
that's funny how I've seen a video somewhere where like you just scream out, you know, famous people's names and then they're like, hey, what's up? And then you're like,
Oh shit!
I didn't expect you to stop and talk to me, but okay.
What would you say? I feel like it's awkward.
What are you gonna say?
You would never call out someone's name?
No, like
it would also depend on the celebrity.
Yeah, like if I have something that I want to talk to that person about, maybe I would. Otherwise, it's just like, hey, big fan. Yeah. Like he's never heard that before. She's never heard that before.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Like that's just dumb to me. Yeah, just let him be.
Hey, Dwayne.
Oh, it was the
Dwayne who?
That
The Rock.
That family with Sofia Vergara, the family show.
Modern Family.
And I think it's Kobe and their dad or whatever. He's like, Kobe. And he's like, yeah, what's up? And then he's like, oh, I didn't actually think you were going to stop. You know, everybody's yelling Kobe. I got to find that. Yeah, that's where I got it from.
He's the one that, Britney Spears met him, right? Hmm? There's a story about him and what's his name?
I don't know. His Al real name?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Talking about the dad, like Sofia got his husband, right?
No. I'm talking about the dad.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, man. There's a story about Britney Spears meeting, what the hell's his name?
Al Bundy,
but whatever his name is.
Yeah, nobody knows.
And he didn't know who the fuck she was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not going to fuck up the story, but look it up.
Okay.
Luis was here.
Look it up.
Luis.
Anyway,
We're hiring a
fact checker.
Fact checker.
We don't have any celebrities here in Dallas that.
Period.
That live here, right? There's no one walking around other than like, cowboy.
Like every players. Athlete. That
yeah, every plays athlete. In Dallas. Yeah, except for that.
I think Shaq celebrities lives in here.
Plano. There's a lot of them, yeah.
Who?
Shaq lives in like Plano or Frisco or something like that.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of athletes that live here for sure. Mm. There's some actors that live here.
In Highland Park, yeah.
Do they live here or do they have property here?
Doesn't George Bush live here?
Do they live anywhere, really?
Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't George Bush live in Highland Park?
No. Who? He lives in a ranch.
George Bush.
Yeah.
In Highland Park, right?
No, he has a ranch.
I don't know exactly where it's at, but...
It is in Highland Park. The library is close to where he lives, but I don't know that he's there all the time because he also has a ranch down somewhere in Texas.
Probably Tennessee.
Aren't the Jonas Brothers from here?
Jonas,
I mean, they are from here, but like, okay.
That's what he's saying. Like, they have property everywhere. They're not going to be.
They're not. They don't not
at their house all the time.
Anywhere.
You know,
that's probably where they get their mail, but they're everywhere.
Yeah, because in like Deep Ellum, whenever there's like clubs that are like, oh, so and so is going to be here, it's always.
Leon
just
Bridges still lives here. Is he not a celebrity to you?
Who?
Okay.
Wow.
Did you say Bridges?
Leon Bridges. She's a like singer. Never mind. Carry on.
Okay. No.
You know Helen Keller, but you don't know Leon Bridges. God damn.
Yeah, I do. I mean,
does
wasn't that
what's her name? Erykah Badu live here?
I think so.
Okay, we're moving on.
I think. Well, yeah, she's from here. I would think she has a house here, a home.
Selena Gomez, Post Malone, you know, they're from Dallas.
Oh, Post Malone for sure. But I need to see this person. I don't know what.
Jamie Foxx.
Mall or
well, Jamie you don't Fox. Frequent the same places that they do, George.
Yeah, you're not going to just run into at the taqueria way.
I'm sorry. I need to see them.
Fuel City Tacos.
I feel like it's like Fuel City or Chilangos Tacos. I need like, you know, hey.
Wait, where's up. That? And are they good?
You've never been? Ooh. You need to go. Chilangos Tacos. It's like there's a, it's a little bar. Or not a bar. It's a little restaurant. And tacos are pretty good. I'm not going to lie. They're pretty good. They have tacos. They don't have tortas. They have quesadillas, like type of taco. I don't know what they call them.
Like quesadillas or?
Sort of, yeah.
Or like Mexican. I think that's what they call like Mexican style
quesadillas. Yeah. It's Mexican style quesadillas and luego you choose your meat that you want inside of it.
Okay, so it's a real quesadilla.
Yeah, it's a real quesadilla.
Where is it?
In East Dallas. Where is it? I forgot the street.
All right, just send it to me later.
I will, but dude, at night, not at night, but in the evening, they have like, it's so cool because they have music, right, going on. It's kind of loud, not too loud, so where you can't talk, but it's all cumbias. You're just having a great time. And they sell beer.
That's always a bonus.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, you should go. Y'all should go. I recommend Chilangos Tacos.
I'm going to one-up you and recommend Salsa Verde.
Oh, I hate that place.
I think I've heard about that place.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Look, nah. I don't know what it is about it.
I'm surprised you know what it is.
I do know what it is. Okay. It's in Garland.
It's in Garland?
That's the one I know. The one off of Northwest?
No.
Pero, yeah, Salsa Verde, I don't know. I didn't like it.
Which one's that? Is that the one we get the fajitas from?
That's that one that
used to.
It has those. Yeah.
No, we still do. We just don't do it together anymore. Yeah, no.
We're still at the same campus, which is weird.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn. That's more.
It's weird though because you know the phones quit ringing, but like it works both ways. Anyway, there's that place that Luis recommended to us, and I mean, whenever we all went out. I got like 4 tacos. I was trying to be modest. I could kill like 15 of them tacos easy.
You're trying to be modest. Yeah.
Is that the one that we actually went to one day?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that place is legit.
That place is good.
Salsa Verde?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But it's not the one you're talking about.
Yeah. No. There's different ones. Yeah. Obviously.
Where's that?
They
at?
Have different ones.
The one we went to is over by Bachman Lake, like in Hood. It's like North Dallas, but in the Hood.
I feel like we're talking too much about places like that.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm hungry now.
Hey, we haven't talked about sports. That's good, right? So fuck it.
Yeah, no,
we can.
Right. We definitely can.
What is
Barca lost today?
They lost.
Yeah.
Okay, don't go that far.
4-1 or 4-2 or something.
Oh shit! 4-1.
Yeah, spanked 4-1.
Yeah, because of a red card.
Barcelona.
It wasn't because of the red card. They got, well, maybe it was because it was a good game until that. I mean, I don't know because I was at work. But I heard it was a good game.
What about the Dortmund?
They won.
They won?
Yeah.
They came back.
So they're going to play. They got Barca next.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, PSG cool. next.
I mean, PSG, sorry. Yeah.
That's even better.
Yeah, that happened.
Mbappe got 2, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot he's still there.
Yeah.
I can't tell y'all anything about soccer.
Caitlin Clark went number 1?
Yeah, I did see that.
Oh, of course she was going to go number 1.
I don't know who the hell she went to, but she went number 1.
Indiana Fever.
That's a team?
Okay.
You didn't see the SNL skit for that?
When she came on?
Yeah, with Che.
That was fucking hilarious.
Like Indiana Fever is not what you gave to all the girls at Purdue or something like that.
Yeah. I never watched SNL. I just happened to be watching it this weekend, and it's still pretty funny.
It was so good. What else happened?
Tony sports? Ferguson knocked out Justin Gaethje.
Was that the main event?
Max Holloway. Dude, that
Max Holloway, I'm sorry.
That knockout was so crazy.
He's a UFC guy. Is that the one that the guy's like at the end of the thing, he's like, come on, let's go?
That's a great way to end the match. That's a great way to end the match. Do you think, okay.
If UFC was like that more often, I'd watch it.
But is it?
Max Holloway is always like that. He's always at the very end. He did it with Dustin Poirier actually called him out one time and
he knocked him out
in between rounds, you know. Dustin Poirier got a swig of water and, you know, instead of resting, he got back up and was like, let's go. And Max Holloway said, fuck it, let's go, you know. And they both met in the middle and they just went at it. You know, Dustin Poirier, Max Holloway, what's the brothers' names? Nate Diaz. Those guys. Oh, the Diaz brothers. Yeah. Those guys are just straight up brawlers. You know,
Holloway is the one that lost or won.
Yeah, oh, he lost. Won.
He won.
Wait. He won.
He knocked out Justin Gaethje.
I thought it was Max Holloway. My bad.
I don't know. I just watched the clips and I thought it was fucking cool.
Yeah, no, I was in.
I watched the Mexicans.
Tulsa. Watching.
That just sounds funny. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You were in Tulsa?
Yeah,
for a soccer
thing.
And Saturdays, one of the guys, two of the guys actually took their fire sticks and they were like, if y'all want to watch UFC, we can watch UFC. And I mean, we were in that lobby for a while. It was pretty cool. We found out who the drinkers of the, you know, like the real drinkers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. Stayed up pretty late.
Yeah.
And
I still haven't found any with the gymnastics.
Not your own.
No. Yeah. So we watched that, and at the same time, Tim McGraw was like down the street performing at their fucking event center or whatever. I don't know what the fuck it is.
So you went?
No.
What? Tim McGraw.
I thought you were saying.
I would have gone just to watch him sing "Don't Take the Girl." Like that's the only song.
That sounded like you were gonna go. You were going or something. The way you said it, I don't know.
No, but
hey, listen.
Well,
if you don't know what "Don't Take the Girl" is, look it up. Tim McGraw, "Don't Take the Girl."
It's a good song.
Listen to it by yourself because you're going to cry.
You're going
to
cry.
So listen to it by yourself.
Yeah.
And then.
I haven't listened to it in a while.
Yeah.
Some of the girls were going to go, but they ended up not going. The tickets were fucking cheap. Or like $200.
Oh, yeah. He is ripped.
Wait, hold on.
Like, why would $200 for like front row seats or something like that.
I thought you were about to say $200 a piece. I was like, bro, that's not cheap.
Nah, they were like $30-$50 for, you know, just
for Tim McGraw.
Stand. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I would have gone.
Dude, yeah, I would have too.
You didn't even know who Tim McGraw is.
I do know who Tim McGraw is.
Oh.
But I'm trying to remember the song. Isn't that the one where he's telling basically the husband?
It's the one where Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing.
Oh, fuck. Okay, never mind. Yeah. It's another song.
But yeah. No, I mean, I wasn't going to leave and fucking not watch UFC.
You were going to invite him. Okay,
you were watching UFC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and then, you know, they got out and they were all drunk and all that shit. So we're fucking with them. Or some of the guys were fucking with him. I was just watching.
Oh, that reminds me. Ryan Garcia's fighting this weekend.
Sorry.
Gotta watch that. I don't know. Sorry.
Who's he fighting?
I don't know. But it's for a belt.
Another YouTuber. Oh.
It's for a belt.
Nah, who was it? He fought last and he got set just down with a body shot.
What's his name?
Javonte Davis?
Yes.
Yeah.
Got destroyed.
Yeah, Javonte's too good.
Javonte's a beast.
Is he still undefeated?
Mm-mm. Javonte? He got destroyed by Crawford.
Oh.
Javonte?
Right? Not yeah, sure. Yeah, it wasn't.
Somebody look it up.
No.
I think he's still undefeated.
He's not even in the same weight class as Crawford.
Anyway.
I really wanted Ryan Garcia to win that fight.
We really yeah, carrying on. So far off, guys.
So last week I saw this. I was going to bring it up last week, but it was too good. It was different. So this, did y'all see this? Man, Michigan
this isn't good enough, so he's bringing it up.
Yeah. I'll do better.
No, it's not that. No, it was just free flowing, you know. And we need something to talk about, right? So did y'all see that Michigan school shooter parents that got convicted for involuntary manslaughter?
No.
For gross negligence?
Gross negligence, yeah. They left their gun locker
preventing the shooting and tragic, you know, tragically simple actions that they did not take, such as securing the
gun. So it was their guns?
They actually knew, yeah, they hadn't secured their guns, but.
But did he use their guns?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, yeah, I'm fine with that.
I think so. Yeah, yeah, really? He had to.
Yeah.
But.
You're okay with the parents going to prison?
Yeah. If you're a gun owner. And you don't secure your guns and somebody uses your gun, your unsecured gun, to commit a crime, you're an accessory to that crime, in my mind.
What do you think? We got to discuss it.
Well, no, I'm not going to obviously shy away from it because I have a lot of guns in my house and they're unsecured.
So do I.
But, you know, in a situation like that, I guess I could see, you know, people want somebody to pay, right? And then, but, you know, in my house, I talk with my kids about guns. They know, do not grab it, you know, and I work with them. You know, hey, this is how you use a gun. Don't ever point it at anybody unless you're going to use it. Honestly, I don't even tell them that.
But you're talking about your kids, though. Like, that's fine. Olivia knows gun safety and all that stuff. She knows better, right? But what if somebody else's kid comes in and it's a party? You're having people at your house and they grab one of your guns and shoot somebody.
Oh, that, yeah, okay. Is that what happened?
No. No. But it was the point kid, is, right? It was unsecured guns.
Yeah.
So you, in my opinion, at that point, you're being an irresponsible gun owner.
Agreed.
That's why I think it's okay. Whether it's your kid or not is irrelevant. Those parents might just not have been the type to talk to their kids about it.
True.
Or that kid might have had fucking mental problems or whatever, which he evidently did because he shot up a school.
Yeah, obviously.
Probably. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if the guns were locked up, that wouldn't happen. He might have to go. He might have got a gun from somewhere else. That's fine. And then if he did that, then no, it's not on the parents, even though they were shitty parents. It's not on them. You know what I mean?
So if they were locked up and he somehow got into them, took them out, then...
It's not... To me, that's not on the parents.
Okay.
Being a shitty parent is on the parents. Their kid killing somebody, no.
Okay.
So I can't remember all the details because I read it last week, but I believe they bought him a gun, but he's 17.
Yeah, like Olivia has a gun. It's locked up by safe.
Yeah, so they had bought him a gun. Yeah. They had taken him to the range, you know, shot it with him, all that good stuff. But earlier that day in the school, they had found, I think it was a drawing of him shooting or killing people or something. And they called the parents. So the parents came up, you know, they came up to the school. They talked to him. They were like, you should probably take him home. They were like, we got to go back to work. So there was already like signs and they neglected to act on it, knowing that there's a gun at the house.
What kind of 17-year-old you know sitting around making drawings like that?
You know? Right? They're like, we found like 4-year-old drawings. Shitty drawings.
It was either a drawing or a letter. I don't remember. But
a letter would be cool.
To that effect.
For the sake of the story. Yes, it's awful that that happened. Right? Yeah.
Wait, yeah. It was a letter.
He was going to shoot up the school.
What would the... Okay.
It doesn't matter, but at least he wrote something and he didn't...
Is that a druid? Oh, God. Poor kid.
Yeah, and so he failed to tell people that, you know, he had access to a gun, this, that, and the other. So he went home, got the gun, came back, and that same fucking day. So it's like...
He went home?
Bro, we told you.
Yeah, that's awful.
How do you make it out of school and then get back home? Well,
17-year-old?
Just walk out. You're right. Oh, that sucks.
I was already not going to school at that age.
Good for you. You didn't waste time.
Didn't what?
You didn't waste time.
With the kid?
School.
So you were okay with that? Yeah.
He's being tried
like a...
But Joe does make a good point.
Like an adult.
You're an irresponsible gun owner. I feel you should be held accountable to some degree. But, you know, manslaughter or accessory to murder, you know, I think that's a little excessive.
It's a bit excessive. Maybe change the charge. Yeah. Maybe create a charge for stupid people like that.
Yeah.
A different one. You know? There's a difference. There's a difference between like... telling somebody, yeah, you can use my gun to go do that thing, and just being stupid.
What if being,
because he's being tried like an adult, so wouldn't he be tried like an adult? Or like,
him,
you know.
Yeah, but not the parents. You're asking about the parents.
Oh, the child's being tried like an adult?
Yeah, but if he's being tried like an adult, wouldn't he be
100%, you know, 100% responsible for what he did?
As an adult, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point. But again, it's all what the law says, right? You understand what he's asking?
Yeah, I understand what he's asking.
At that point, you're not an irresponsible parent because that's an adult, not a child.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, but what?
It's a good point.
Being secure means being locked up, right? Something like that. What if it just they thought it was secure in wherever they had left it, say, in one of the drawers or something, not locked up?
When the drawer is not secure.
Okay. No, I'm saying that's it.
You don't know which one?
I have to look for it.
Okay. So either way, yeah, it's okay. Gotcha,
labeled gotcha.
Gun drawer.
Stop. Okay. Gun drawer. Well, that's it.
So yeah. You said you had a gun. Do you not have it locked up?
Where the hell is it?
So you live in a house with...
You're about to be tried.
3 semi-adults that have no clue how to use a gun and 2 kids.
I know.
If one of them uses that gun to commit a crime, to me, I'm
telling you. I'm responsible. Yeah, I gotcha. No, I do have it in the house. It's a... And it's a kid. It is a kid.
Get you a safe.
No, we do have a safe.
Or cut this part out.
No, fuck that. If anything happens, it was George.
That's fine. It's fine. Now we do have it. Or did he? No. Yeah, it is.
Do you seriously not know where your gun's at?
No, I do. I do know where it's at. Okay. Yeah, I do know where it's at.
It's concerning.
I'm just thinking about
a little bit, right? That's what I'm talking about.
I'm thinking about something else. Hold on. Anyways, go ahead. Keep going.
He's like, oh, shit.
Fuck. I gotta go find that thing yeah, it's your dad's gun, huh?
Huh?
It's your dad's gun, and you're not sure if he took it with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. That's why.
Let's move on. We were doing, a couple weeks ago, whenever Teresa and Blake were in town from Kansas, were playing, they were here, George. Sorry, we didn't tell you. Actually, we did tell you.
No, you never tell me. What did you tell me?
No, I told you to tell your mom to come over. I didn't tell you to come over. Oh, no, wait, bullshit. I had told you, all of y'all to come over.
Oh, you didn't
my birthday.
Over? You didn't come over?
You came over. You didn't.
What was I doing? I WrestleMania.
Not the point.
He was supposed to go to my house, actually.
For my birthday? Yeah, well, it was the day before my birthday.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. We had said we were good because he lives out like,
in the country.
His house is like in the center of the
where eclipse, the eclipse was.
Path.
Passing
through.
Oh,
okay, okay.
So we were going to go have it, but then he quits. I'm like, fuck that guy. Anyway.
What a tool.
Yeah. No, the day before we were here at the house. Anyway. Uh-huh. And Teresa and Blake were here. And their kids on the way down here, well, I don't know if this is, they've been doing it over there, playing the license plate game where you like try to find all 50 states' license plates as you drive.
Possible.
Okay. And while talking about it, Madison, her kid, said the only A state they didn't have was Alaska. And I couldn't remember if I'd ever seen an Alaska license plate.
That's true.
And I also thought, well, why would I? I don't know anybody from Alaska.
That's true. No.
You know anybody from the other 48 states?
I know a lot of people from a lot of the other 48 states.
I know someone that lived in Alaska. Well, for a little bit.
Who?
That's my first cousin now that I met at our reunion. Junior? Tall Junior?
Whose kid?
The series.
The Guinness.
Move on. That's it.
Oh, wait.
Don't do that to me. Hold on. Hold on.
All right, so you've met somebody that lived there, at least, at the very least.
Yes.
You?
No.
I feel like we all have.
Adrian?
No. I feel like I did. I don't know. No. I'm just going
to
say.
Is it even a real place?
Dude, I've always wanted to go to Alaska. Last year I was like, I want to go to Alaska. It just seems like the right place. And that's where I asked Junior, like, hey, I don't know how I brought it up now I think about it, but he was talking about how he lived in Alaska. He's like, oh, if you go to Alaska, go to this
Anchorage.
Yeah. He's like, this fish market is nice there, whatever. I was like, I don't like fishes, but, you know.
It's very vague. Go to Alaska, there's a fish market.
I'm trying to remember. Damn it.
Literally, also the biggest state burgers. In the union. Go to the state that's the size of half of the continental United States.
Stop.
And there's a fish market there.
Hold on.
You mean in the state where they live off of fish?
Sometimes they have shrimp.
Syria's brother. Syria.
That's what I said.
No, that's not his name.
Junior? They call him Junior. That's why I remember calling him.
I thought you were just waiting for him to say something funny, but
why did he even live in Alaska?
That's a great question, but
I think you got the wrong guy.
Nope. Promise you. Yeah, we could call him up right now. Actually, I don't have his number.
He probably went to go visit
someone
or vacate.
I don't know. I don't remember what it was for, but yeah, I remember him telling me specifically.
I don't know. I think it's weird that state
exists.
Come down here.
I guess.
Who would drive there? Oh, well, I mean.
He ain't driving there. I promise you that.
Wouldn't you? Like, that would be fun, though. You have to do it in the winter.
Why? To have, like.
No. You don't have. Don't do it in the winter, please.
Yeah. No, I'd fly over there.
Have you ever seen that road, that show, Ice Road Truckers?
Yes.
It's interesting.
Did that show ever make you want to like drive in that type of conditions?
Yes.
Hell no. I hate ice. I was coming back from Vegas. Uh-huh. And I was passing through Arizona or New Mexico.
Well, we're going to roll with it. We all heard the same.
Yeah, we did.
No, I hate ice. Okay. I love ass.
I heard that accent. I was like, no, you meant ass.
But I was driving back from Vegas and in, I want to say, Arizona. We got caught and we drove through two separate snowstorms. And it was my first time seeing true snow like that because I've lived in Texas my whole life. And I was freaking out. I was like, shit, you know, I'm not, you know. And my wife, she was like, well, you got this big truck with like all terrain tires. And I'm like, I think these are like possibly the worst tires
it's
to have.
It's not four wheel drive.
And it's not four wheel drive. I'm pointing that out.
And, we gave him shit all the time at work.
Why'd you lift a two wheel drive? It'll still drag
He's
your
got
ass,
this big ass fucking truck, mud tires and everything. It's a two wheel drive.
Looks cool though.
It does.
I was driving back and I was terrified driving in the snow and in the ice. It was
really,
I'm just not used to it.
It was just pouring.
Were you here for Alaska? One of those Dallas drivers that costs traffic when, every time it sprinkles.
Really? We're here for the Alaska?
Where are what?
We're here for the whenever it like snowed like stupid here.
Like I was here. Yeah.
Were you able to drive around that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I was able to drive, but
that, so I that was prefer worse. It.
Nothing ever makes me, I'm not going to see anything that's going to be like, man, I want to go drive in that.
I was like, I had to drive out. Whenever I saw that snow, I was like, dude.
That's not true. I did take my side-by-side and my four-wheel.
I was going to say, if you had like a nice four-wheel drive vehicle, and you're the type of guy that would.
No, well, that's different. Not
you like going mudding and shit. Yeah, but it's the same thing.
If you have a four-wheel drive, yeah.
Not my $50,000 truck, you know, or 40, you know, I'm not going to wreck that, you know. But my side-by-side, I went out and went out my yard on the street and just did donuts, you know. And where I live, everybody has side-by-sides or four-wheelers, and so we were all acting stupid. That was pretty cool.
See,
pretty local. I'm not going to go drive to Dallas or anything like that.
Whenever that happened, avoid it. I was trying to find any excuse to go drive. It's like, hey, you got any something from the store?
I wasn't doing that, but
like, I want to see how the stores are right now.
No, bro, I just happened to have Leslie's Jeep here when that happened, so that was very fortunate.
Could you drive it out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Yeah. That's when I found out that the only place that was open was Waffle House.
Domino's was open.
No way.
Waffle House.
The one down the street. I drove it. They wouldn't deliver. You have to go pick it up. And they're in the shopping center where they're at. It's like sunk down. Mm-hmm. And their parking spots are like fucking steep.
Oh.
So I'm like, I pull in all badass with my Jeep and whatever.
Start sliding down.
No, it doesn't.
Motherfucker. God damn it. Yeah, but we made it there.
That day I went to Waffle House because everybody was hungry, and I was like, you know what, let me go look for something. I get up to Waffle House, and I walk up to the door, right? And on the door, the lady there was only one person working. She had wrote on a piece of paper, it was like, the only things I'm selling is hamburgers. That's it.
Went to Waffle House, too. That's
right. Waffle House.
Most Waffle House. We went to Denny's. We drove over to Garland, like, to try to go to Denny's and IHOP and all those places. Everything was closed, and the Waffle House was open, and they had a very limited menu, and they were only letting so many people in. It was weird. The whole thing was weird. But it was cool.
So I walked in, and she's like, I'm only selling hamburgers. What do you want? I was like, four hamburgers with cheese.
Why the fuck were y'all going out?
So you gotta eat, motherfucker.
Y'all didn't have shit here.
No,
y'all didn't prep.
Nah, I never prep.
They send out like plenty of notices, like, "Hey, you need to prep. Make sure you got gas in the car. Yeah. You know, food in the fridge." Kind of like with the whole eclipse deal. Yeah. That was the biggest hype, and it was the biggest letdown whatsoever.
Did y'all get clouds? Did you get clouds? Oh, yeah, were you able to watch it?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
No, I didn't get clouds. It was awesome.
I was able to watch it. Yeah, it was pretty cool. It got dark over here.
Yeah.
Well, everywhere I'm guessing.
But going back to, you know, they were telling everybody, stock up on groceries. We're expecting, like, I think our county was expecting, like, 300,000 extra people.
Nobody is that why we're getting those notices or, like,
people? Yes, because they were expecting a stupid amount of people to show up and nobody showed up.
And nobody showed up, which I thought was fucking hilarious.
I mean, people did show up.
It was because
up.
Of the weather.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, people did show up because.
Like, we knew on Friday that it was going to be cloudy on Monday.
What's it called? A Samuel Farm, which is, like, Northern Mesquite. It got full of RVs and like just
trucks, there were people out there camping and shit. Yeah. It was cool. I drove through.
That was pretty cool too. Yeah. Hold on. My Waffle House story. And then the lady was like, "Oh yeah." I was like, "Are you not are you gonna go home? She's like, no, Waffle House is like got me a the
because they're always around door. The hotel.
Yeah. Like they got me a hotel. I have to work all day. I was like, damn, that sucks.
That's how Leslie was.
Oh, she got locked in too? Oh, but she was working at a hotel, no?
Yeah, but they like she called in and she's like, I'm not going to work. She's like, yeah, you are. And you're staying here until we're done. Until the shit's over. Like they stayed at the hotel. Everybody that worked there stayed.
I feel
there.
Like that would have been fun.
Bam.
I would have gotten like, hey, let me get the suite.
Yeah, no shit, huh? You want me here? All right, I need that penthouse.
Yeah, the penthouse on top. I'll be here. Now, the clips was fun. Did we talk about it?
Yeah, last we already talked about that.
Last week. Sorry.
I've got like three things here that I've been there forever that we need to talk about, but we don't. I don't even know what the Florida one was. They passed a law. It's probably stupid.
Yeah, I've got cicadas.
Yeah. Like I said, it's winter. We're still talking about cicadas. Music and race had probably something to do with Beyonce. But then there's the Easter date.
What do you mean the Easter date?
When's Easter?
Hold on. Sunday of April?
I thought it was every third Sunday. Something like that.
I don't remember.
Probably wrong.
Well, it was March.
It was weird.
It was the end of March. So,
this year,
yeah. So it can't be the first or the third.
No, I found it weird. I don't know why I felt that was weird, like a weird date. Why are you asking?
It was April 1st.
I mean, March 31st.
Why are you asking? Because it was
because Easter is a Christian holiday, right?
Here we go.
Isn't it always on the Trans Day or whatever?
What did you say?
Pride Day?
Oh,
no, they were, I don't know.
It just fell on the same day this year, and everybody's freaking out about it.
Fuck Joe Biden.
It didn't replace, but it. You know what a pagan is?
No.
Definition, so I don't fuck it.
Okay.
Does anybody know what a pagan is?
No.
No.
I feel like it's another religion or something like that, or is it?
Yeah, I guess you could define it that way.
Pagan?
I feel like I've heard it, but...
Can you use it in a sentence?
One of a people or community observing a polytheistic religion as the ancient Romans and Greeks, or a member of a religious, spiritual, or cultural community based on the worship of nature or earth, or also called a neo-pagan. Anyway, people who worship everything but God, mm-hmm. as we know it, right?
The world. The world, chico.
Yeah. So, Easter... is always celebrated on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox. Equinox?
Hmm.
Yeah, something
like
that.
Okay.
Which is like the most pagan fucking shit you've ever heard. But it's the most Christian holiday ever.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. Yeah. So.
How does that make sense?
It.
Oh, wait.
You know what? I've never thought about it when it was celebrated. I always just figured it was like the...
I think everybody says it. The first whatever...
Sunday of
April. I bet you can ask a bunch of Christians.
You can ask the most Christian people you know. They won't know what to say.
Well, they wouldn't know that answer.
But that's when it is. Every time. It's a pagan holiday. So?
Yeah.
No. What do you mean a coincidence?
Well, I mean...
Like, it's not that, this year. Like, every year, it's on a different date.
Well, I mean... Are we really watching for the full moon to be like, all right, then it's going to be on this
like
day?
That's literally how they determine when Easter
Are you sure? Because, I mean, obviously it was when...
I have no idea.
3 days well, after Jesus
can,
died.
You can tell, you know right now when...
Next year's Easter...
Next year's...
Is going to be on a certain moon. Date, and it's going to be the first Sunday after the first full moon after the spring equinox.
Are you sure?
That's how they determine...
Because the full moons, Easter. You can go years.
I'm not sure. Let's look up what determines Easter, you know, because it's not on the same day every year.
It was all, it should have been after Jesus died, but we have, that wasn't a date. Easter.
Cause I was always told that's what it was. Yeah. The day Jesus risen from the dead.
Yeah. But
what determines Easter
now that
date?
I think about it, it makes sense. Cause
what determines Easter date is my search query.
Okay.
The simple standard definition of Easter is that it is the first Sunday after the full moon that occurs on or after the spring equinox.
Google's pagan.
The most pagan shit you've ever heard determines the most Christian holiday we celebrate.
What were you doing that, like, wait, that you were like, let me look this up?
I don't know enough to dispute it, so.
I think it's funny if this is something that I've known for a long time, because I've always made it a point to fucking fuck with Christian people because it's funny. Yeah, because it's funny to me. Yeah. But this year it just hit me different. I don't know why.
Because you,
I'm like, I'm going to bring it up.
God.
I got a podcast. I got like 50 people listening to me, and I'm going to make sure people look into
spread
it.
Spread the word.
Yeah. I honestly did not know that. I was, you know.
Yeah, no, yeah. It threw me off.
Jesus.
I just
from the dead.
Always thought it was in April.
I think I'm probably wrong on that too. But
no, yeah, yeah. Y'all, by all means, y'all look it up, do your own research, quote unquote. Come back to me next week and tell me what you think about that.
No, I mean, it's not, I don't think anything of it. It's like, if that's the reason, okay. But to me, it's the reason why we celebrate Easter, you know, not whatever. The moon or whatever the world decided to, oh, this is when we're Easter is, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because this was my first year coming back, like actually going to church again. So it was pretty cool, you know, seeing all the things they do. At well, at first I thought it was weird, and not the, you know, mass and everything, but they have this they do a demonstration of how they got you know,
they do the whole thing, they go through the whole thing,
yeah, they do. So
it's not weird, like in Mexico, it's an annual thing,
yeah, exactly. So I don't know, for me, it was my first time, you know, seeing it. I had never gone, so I found it pretty cool and, you know, sad and whatever, but you know, I think it felt. It brought me a little bit more to my religion again. So I felt good about what how it happened this year, how I went through Easter. Now that you bring it up about Easter.
That's good. Good for you.
Ooh. That is good.
I have nothing against religion.
No, I know
if
you
it,
don't.
If it makes you a better person, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny.
Yeah. The moon?
Yeah.
I remember someone telling me, this is gross. She's like, oh, I gotta cut my hair this weekend. I was like, why? It's like the moon is gonna be at this crescent or something. I'm like, what? It's like, you're cutting your hair because the moon is telling you to? She's like, yeah, it's supposed to give me like.
She's a fucking pagan, dude. Don't talk to her anymore. Yeah,
this sounds like one of them crystal girls, you know? Witch like, all the
crystals and shit. It's like, my hair's gonna shine and it's gonna grow longer. I'm like, what? Just cut it.
Oh, that, if she cuts it, it's going to grow longer. That was her thought process.
I shaved today because my nose was tickling my my mustache last night when I was trying to sleep. So it had nothing to do with the moon.
You were like,
yeah. I slapped myself last night.
You thought it was an awesome animal?
Spider. I'm like, damn it.
Oh, damn.
Have you ever seen those TikToks with the spider?
I would fucking shoot myself.
They slap the shit out of each other or really? Of themselves.
Where they do the there's a filter where like if you think that you look at the video, yeah, and there's a spider on you, I would just like slap the shit out of
my yeah.
Sure. That's yeah. Just and then pass out.
I feel like I would do the same thing, but if it like had to deal with snakes.
What's the worst?
Snake?
Snakes? You can't. Yeah.
The only three things I'm afraid of is big snakes, little snakes, and sticks that look like snakes.
You live in the country.
It doesn't mean I like snakes.
Oh, okay, fine. I guess. Yeah. So you can deal with spiders and all that other stuff.
I don't particularly like spiders.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they freak me out too. You know, if I see one in my house, I'm definitely going to kill it. I killed one last night, yesterday in my son's room. But, yeah, I don't like them. They freak me out a little bit too.
I was gonna say, what's the worst like insect or story that you got? Because there's one time I was like, you know, sleeping whatever, and I hear something. I guess I heard something. I was like, something. It's a cockroach probably.
You heard something?
Yeah, just crawling.
How do you hear something crawling?
I don't know. I guess I have good hearing.
You just
at night
heard an insect.
Okay,
probably. Yeah, at night, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you can,
yeah.
You can hear everything at night.
It's a cockroach. I'm like, fuck, right. You know, I'm gonna try to
flying
hit this thing.
Cockroach.
Like, you know, I'm yes, it was a flying cockroach. Dude,
Mexican ones.
Dude, I hate those.
I grew up with those.
That's what it was.
I know all about them.
That's what it was?
Yes, it was a flying cockroach. Sorry, flying. I was like, this. I slept in the living room that night. I don't know where what happened to it after that, so.
Damn, still there.
Hopefully not.
Waiting for you to come back.
Making babies.
Waiting for you to go to sleep. That's what it's doing.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. That was a weird night. Anywho. What you got?
Juan.
Come on, Juan. Hit me with something.
Actually, there is a few things. One, I was listening to an episode from a while back, and I just want to point out I'm not obsessed with hunting. No. But
get the fuck out of here.
But
I will bring 10 people in here to back me up on this.
I enjoy it, you know, because we only get it for so many months out of the year. I love hunting.
What's your favorite thing to kill?
Ducks.
This motherfucker. Like, what's a duck ever done to you?
Peter's going to come after us.
What's the easiest thing that you could kill? Like,
other ducks. A cow? But we're not talking about that. Yeah.
I mean, during the season, probably a dove, but yep. I'm not really into dove hunting.
But is it fun to kill ducks just because they follow?
But he also has pets, blast. Like pet ducks.
I have two ducks at my house, actually.
But he shoots their cousins.
It's fine. Yeah. I understand.
You know what's funny is I actually got my mount back. You know, the one that I was going to hang up above my desk?
Yeah, we've got a schedule above your desk now. That's cool. Perfect. I was putting a schedule across every month.
Yeah.
He's like, all right. I'm going to put a mount right here of my duck, whatever. So we have to stop where Juan's desk started. He's going to put his fucking duck up there. Never showed up. Never seen this duck. I think it's all made up.
I could show you a picture.
I don't see a picture.
I'm going to show you.
No, that's how you just shoot the duck.
But it is a lot of fun to, I mean, look how that turned out, man.
I feel like the.
It's a pretty good looking duck.
It is a damn good looking duck.
I feel like the easiest thing to shoot would be a deer. No?
Oh, that's a good looking duck. Yeah.
That was going to hang there.
That's cool.
Yeah.
A deer? Nah.
Why?
Because they have really good hearing.
The deers are actually very smart.
No, if you're talking about quail hunting.
Quail hunting's fun.
Real hunting?
Like, no. Like, because the easiest thing to shoot is a deer that you've been feeding all year. And
real hunting.
You just go sit in the blind and you wait for him to come eat.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
is that okay, you do?
Yeah.
Is that
what the easiest real thing to shoot?
Real hunt?
Yeah. Like, you go out to...
Like stalking.
Are you talking about stalking or just being in a tree stalking. Type
no,
of
thing? No. There's no way.
No?
Yeah,
if you don't know what you're doing, you will never catch a fucking deer.
There's probably a handful of people that can actually truly hunt the way he describes it. And, I would love to be able to have that ability, but there's no way. I mean, one, I'm too fat. You know, I'm going to be walking for about a mile and I'm going to be like, fuck this, I'm out.
You're lucky.
Yeah, if I'm lucky, you know, carrying my gun and shit. It just sounds exhausting. No, I'm with Joe on that one. You know, I feed them all year, and then they know where the food's at, and then there's a water source.
Wait, to be clear, he's not with me because I'm against that 100%.
You don't like hunting?
I don't like feeding things and getting them used to come to one spot, and then one day waiting for them to come to that spot and shooting them. No.
He gets
If I'm gonna go hunting, I'm probably gonna go stalking and come home empty-handed.
I think it'd be fun to try to go real hunt.
That would be birds, really, really cool.
I give you shit about the ducks because ducks are cute, but at least birds have a fair shot.
Like, they really are.
That's what I was saying, because a bird's actually going to move around or whatever, and you actually have to have some sort of
skill
or
aim. I mean, it's really cool to watch a group of ducks come fly right in front of your face, and it literally sounds like a plane's flying over you. It's just, it sounds really, really cool. Hmm. And then, you know, whenever you take them down and go get them, end up with a really beautiful duck like that. You know, I shot that on the first day of opening season this past season, and I got it stuffed and it's mounted in my game room now above my desk because I no longer have a desk at my previous company. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
And hogs, I love hog hunting. Deer, getting deer is cool. I'm going on a deer hunt with a client.
Hog, call me when you kill a hog with like a knife as he's charging you.
You know who did that? Is Crystal.
Oh, that's fucking...
Yeah. She went and she paid... you think I'm a hunter. She's a hunter. She paid some guy and they had a group of dogs. And, you know, the dog... If you've never seen it, it's actually pretty cool. The dogs will go and corner a hog to where it can't run. And then you go in with this big-ass bowie knife and you just stick it. And
damn,
sometimes they'll fight with you. You know? Yeah, it's
you don't want to fight that.
I'm not. No.
No thanks.
Never would want to.
But getting back to that, you know, we only have it for so long. So you got to take opportunity. Because I was talking to Luis and he was like, I kind of miss it, you know. And I was like, yeah, that's why you got to do it every opportunity you can. Because you only
get it for
3-4 months.
I thought Luis, right?
No.
Okay.
You had him
former guest, Luis,
yeah.
Though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he wouldn't do it.
The guy that came work on the house.
He wouldn't kill a fly.
Yeah.
The guy that came and worked on the house, right?
The other day. He came out to me about a week ago. He came out of the closet.
He's a hunter?
No. He's gay.
Which release?
Luis Guerrero.
Okay.
You know he's going to listen to this, huh?
Yeah, I know. He's going to be pissed off that I said that, but I'm like, he's not
That's
gay.
His wife now.
Huh? I have no idea. I would hope so, you know?
How would you go about that? Well, I mean, I guess
that was bullshit. He's a good buddy. You know, I just
No, yeah.
I hope he watches and he's like, what the hell, dude?
He's just blind.
Yeah, Luis would have killed.
But I took Luis and he turned in. He had an absolute blast, you know.
Dude, he's a hunter now.
I really love taking people who've never been hunting before and letting them see what the hype is, because it's a ton of fun.
That's what I tried to do one time.
Waking up at 4 a.m. sucks. Being out in the cold, it definitely sucks. Yeah. But whenever you get your shot in and get a cool duck, it's definitely worth it.
I went during off season, right? It was just like shooting hogs or whatever. Yeah, off season.
Well, that's year round. There is no season.
There's no hog season.
No, you can shoot hogs whenever you want.
You can shoot hogs whenever. Yeah. But
it's welcome.
Time I was sitting there ready to shoot something. I had like 5 deers in front of me.
All right, dude. It's deer and fish.
What do you mean?
Not deers and fishes.
I didn't say deer and fishes.
You actually said both today.
Oh, sorry. I did. You're right.
In one episode?
So, but right. No hogs. So I got really pissed that day.
Fucking shoot a deer.
No.
Why?
Because they told me not to.
You're in a world of trouble. You shoot a deer
in
a season.
No, only if you get caught.
Well, what are you going to do with it? You can't take it to a processor.
Yeah.
You can't. If you take it to a processor, they're going to ask you, when did you shoot this?
And then you're going to say, when was the last day of season? And then
that's 6 months ago.
Yeah.
You
know? 6 months.
In my freezer
frozen
ever
since. Yeah.
I froze it.
Why does his blood look fresh?
I just thought it out before I brought it here.
Or process it yourself, I guess.
What would you do if fucking World War III broke out and all hell broke loose and you shot a deer and there's no processors available?
That's different.
Yeah. I'm not worried about a processor. At
shoot
that point.
A deer and then hit it with a car and then take it.
No, it's the law. If you hit it with a car, you're not allowed to move it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you are.
No, you're not.
God damn.
If you hit it with a car, you're supposed to leave it where it's at.
You sure about that?
Texas.
I'm just as sure as I'm black.
I did see the way to Oklahoma, or on the way back, I did see a deer on the side of the road, but I don't know if that's why they left it there.
How does that make sense?
Leave it in
that's
the,
a waste.
Yeah.
It is.
They already fucking killed it.
It is. I agree. I don't like it, but that's just the law. I didn't create it. You know, if I had my way, I'd take it.
Fucking laws, my goal in life.
If you do that, I'll be happy.
Yeah. So that we can all do what Adrian's.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
If you
shoot it first and then hit it with a
car. Or just go hunting with your car.
Yeah.
You're going to take it to a taxidermist or a processor and be like, did you shoot it before or after you hit it with your car?
All you got to do is drive up to the deer crossing signs are at. That's where they cross.
Wait. Yeah.
I mean.
Just wait.
Do you remember that joke? Okay.
Sorry.
You know, deer cross. Where the deer crossing signs only.
This lady was complaining because deer kept getting hit at this place.
Because of the deer crossing.
She hit 4 deers or something like that.
She's like,
years.
Why don't they move the deer crossing sign so they cross them?
Oh, shit. Oh.
It's a
That's
joke.
What it was.
Oh, okay, get it.
She's like, why does it have to be here on the highway? Why can't it be like in a small town road where they can cross there? And they're like, You understand that the deer don't know that that's what it grows. They're just letting you know.
I'm not going to fact check that because I want that to be true so bad.
It's a joke.
Oh, it's a joke? Oh,
yes.
Shit. Oh, that's Hold a damn on. Good joke.
Whoa, it's Hold a It was a lady calling into.
What are you doing?
It was a lady calling into a radio station, wasn't it?
Hold on. Oh, there it goes.
No, we're gonna wait on George.
I fixed it. I thought
you fixed something the one broke.
I accidentally hit it and it just, you know, messed it up.
It was a lady calling into a radio station, I think.
Oh fuck! I don't hear about that one.
Yeah, like it was. I'm pretty sure it was a real lady calling into a radio station, complaining because she had been complaining to the city for years.
So they needed to move their deer crossing site.
And there's like three hosts, and all three of them were like,
"Has there ever been
the
a sign
you're talking you've about?
Read and or see in the, you know, the roads?" And you're just like, you laugh just because it's like, there's no way.
Yeah, all around Dallas, those light up signs. Whoever's doing that is doing a pretty cool job.
Those
TxDOT signs.
I was talking about like just a, you know, like, you know, those stop signs. What are they? What would you call those?
A stop sign.
I'm talking about like I was in Austin. And this is the first time I've ever seen.
About stickers.
I think I had just picked up a pizza. I was like going home or whatever, and I see a sign that says deaf children ahead. I don't know why I left so hard.
There is a sign that I see when I'm traveling, like, you know, county roads or whatever. The fuck does it say? Oh, slow children. Slow children at play or something.
There's one literally probably 50 yards from my parents' house. Because, again, we're way out in the country, and there was one, and I was like, the hell, slow children, you know, and I was like,
slow children at play. That's what it says.
So slow children at play.
Keep your slow children at home, motherfucker.
Yeah, what? Yeah, in the street.
We need a comma in there or something, you know.
We're talking about like. Never mind. I don't want to say anything. Yeah. No, but apparently, just there's deaf children in one of my neighborhoods now.
There's deaf children.
Deaf children. Super,
speaking of. Damn it, this Austin trip sucked. So we were leaving. No, it was before. I don't remember when we were driving through. There's a huge fucking school for the deaf in Austin, which I think is kind of cool. But this particular day, I thought I was being an asshole. Just, you know, whatever. And I was driving down beside it, and there's like stadium, like a football stadium, like a high school football stadium. There's an event going on, and I know for a fact it's the deaf school. But it's not a football game, obviously. Not obviously. I don't know. The deaf can't play football. Don't at me. It's fine. There's something going on over there. And I know it's a deaf school. And that's where I'm driving. And I'm like, are the deaf people just yelling at each other? What the fuck's going on over there? It was a lot of action going on.
Yeah.
And I don't like. You didn't stop talking? I'm an asshole. I get it. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's not my world. I don't understand what deaf people do in a stadium on a Sunday that involves like
a ball.
No sports. I get like deaf people can play sports. That's not whatever, but there was no sports going on. It was just this huge thing going on. And it, I don't know. It's fucking weird to me. It was funny. I'm an asshole. I'm going to hell. I know. Fuck y'all. Fuck deaf people in Helen Keller.
They have a band going on.
Maybe they were flying kites.
Maybe they were. No, they weren't. They would have been at the other park if they were. Deaf people can fly kites.
That would be a good. You see, that would be a good one right there. Fly a kite. Let's go fly a kite, guys.
At least deaf people can see it, you know?
Exactly. God damn it, we're getting canceled.
If they get this far.
Our 10 listeners are dropping down to 5 because half of them were deaf.
Damn it.
Imagine.
They're just watching us.
Get it
on
our
YouTube.
Our listeners were deaf.
No, yeah, I got that fight.
I was gonna say something. Never mind.
No, let's hear it.
No, you had one. Did you have more things you wanted to say?
You said a few.
You said a few things.
Oh, what was the other one? Oh, I think it was your interpretation of the new Wonka movie was shit, dude. Because that movie was awesome.
How was it awesome, dude?
It was great.
It's a musical.
So that was my biggest argument whenever I hear somebody talk about the Wonka movie. They were like, it was a musical. Like, the fucking original was a musical.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Look, it's only parts. I've told you, only parts. It's only whenever the Oompas are singing.
No.
No, there's songs in the movie.
Yeah.
Whenever the original? Charlie finds or somebody's finding the ticket. His mom sings to him. I mean, like throughout the whole movie, yeah, it's a musical.
I guess not as hard as this one was. Not as big as this one was. I don't know. It just was a and a bad story to begin with. También,
did you didn't. I fell asleep.
I haven't even watched it.
I really liked it.
I don't really want to watch it.
It's pretty good. You should watch it.
Hey, I should watch the new Fallout show. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I started watching that. That one's pretty good.
Nah, I heard the girl's butt's flat. Likes it.
It's pretty flat, but I mean, it's a good show.
It's a really good show, and it's always brought up the idea of like, oh, what would you do, or how would we react in case of World War III and an apocalypse? I guess
everybody situation. Would be shit out of luck.
Definitely.
Unless you got,
you think there's bunkers
lucky.
Like that? I mean, I'm pretty sure there's some bunkers, but not as many as those.
What's the story?
I think
bunkers
there's
like what.
I think there's people who have like bunkers in their house, but not to that extent, maybe like enough to last a month or two at best, but not like to last it wouldn't 200 take, and something years like they.
Oh,
did.
Yeah. No. Oh, no. That's
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
It's way too much.
It's based off of a video game, and the video game's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you play video games.
But it's based on a bunker that lasted 200 and something years?
It's based on the game. The game is, it's the year is 2047. The world looks like it's in the 50s, but in the future, whatever, it's based on like what people used to think in the 50s that the future would look like. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just a normal day, and I guess the whole world, I think it's China, Russia, and everyone starts just...
I don't think it really says, but everybody just bombs each other to hell with nuclear warheads. Coming. And then
yes.
Certain amount of people were able to go into these bunkers and survive, and then there's a very... few people who were able to survive out in the world like where we're at now. And I think the vault opens up, or they're running out of supplies or something like that, and they need to start getting up. And
yeah,
it's basically a survival game, but it's pretty good. The show's pretty damn good.
In the show, it's like 200 years past. So they're able to last 200 years, but each vault, so there's like hundreds of vaults, right? Yeah. The rich, or the government, or the people in charge of the world, basically made these vaults.
The elites
made this world of these vaults, and each vault has its own rule, or they have to abide by it. It's basically an experiment for the elites.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, because like each vault was like an experiment. I don't want to keep telling you more. You really need to watch it or play it. The game's really good.
So for example, one vault was like they had to choose someone to sacrifice. And if they didn't choose someone to sacrifice, they would supposedly kill everybody. And they had a time limit basically to choose who they would sacrifice every year, So that was one rule in one vault. Another rule, another vault.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. But whatever.
The show, I guess it was really well. How would you say it? It's well adapted of the world where they.
It's a really good representation of the game.
Yes, really well. I do recommend it to everyone.
Is this show good if you didn't play the game?
I was just about to say that. You don't have to play the game.
So I know about the game. Yeah, never played it.
What was that one show that we watched last year that it was based on the game?
Last of Us.
Yeah. Never played the game.
That one's
the show
really
was
good
too. Never played the game.
Another one that's based off a video game that's really good is Twisted Metal.
No. Oh, did Prime. You like that show?
Dude, I loved it. It was awesome.
I think it got renewed for a season 2.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch the one I told you on Apple called Silo?
I think I've seen that.
That one's about a underground bunker too.
Really?
Like a city. Like it's like a whole city. It's pretty cool.
What's it on?
Apple?
I think I watched a scene where, don't they like... There's this one girl that walks out into the, wasteland. And then they're like, oh, she's going to, at this, once you cross this line, usually everyone just dies.
Well, usually, as soon as you walk.
Ruin it.
Yeah, well, it won't ruin it. But when the whole thing is, you live in this silo and a lot of people are like, I want to leave. Or if you get punished for doing something, you're not, whatever, you're going to walk. So the whole point is for them to walk, and there's this like big old screen or like a window that you could see outside. Actually, I think it's like a camera. And, you know, you walk out and everybody like cleans the lens so you can kind of see it because it gets dirty over time.
Yeah.
So everybody's, you're going to clean it. And then everybody's always like, I'm not going to clean it. I'm not going to clean it because they're pissed at the system or whatever.
I seen a short on this. And is that the silo deal that you're talking about? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I do want to watch that because I seen a YouTube short or something that was about that, and it's
good.
Yeah,
and
the short was pretty cool.
Yeah, I won't say more than that, but that's the whole deal. So I'm waiting for season two because, you know, it shows that girl walking out, and then you don't really know what happens after that.
Oh, shit, so I watched the ending. I didn't know I watched the ending.
No, it happens a few times during the series.
Oh, okay, okay.
Like
okay.
Several people walk out and they're like, I'm not going to clean it. Version.
Did you say the Samsung version?
Yeah.
Is that
Android?
It's on Apple, right?
Why, before you watch that?
I'm going to wait for the Android version of that show because it'll be like years ahead.
Okay. What's an Android version? Well, give me an Android version movie. Oh, okay.
Fucking shit.
George. I need to go see Godzilla. Anywho.
So I was going to watch that over the weekend. That was one of the things we were going to do for the girls after their two soccer games in the morning on Saturday. But then the other parents were like, I want to cancel that and just drink. Like, yeah. So we canceled. So the girls were going to watch that. And I was going to go watch Civil War. Has anybody seen it?
No, I want to go watch that. There's a couple movies I want to go watch in that.
Civil War?
I've seen about this one. It's like shit that's going on right now.
Like that.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. I've been waiting.
We're gonna talk about it.
Yeah. I've been waiting for that one. And
yeah.
One of the dads was like, "Whoa, well, the girls are watching this. I'm gonna go watch Civil War." I was like, "Hell yeah, I'll go with it."
I will.
Did you watch it?
It's worth the
watch.
No, so I went and drank instead. Okay, yeah. Cool.
Is Napoleon? That one's badass.
Dynamite.
You liked it?
With Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah!
I don't know.
Is that a new movie?
I'm a big history nut.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah, it's a new movie. It came out last year.
Fucking badass.
Yeah.
So he played Caesar and Napoleon?
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Anybody brown? Is he brown?
Joaquin isn't brown.
Well, neither are Caesar and Napoleon.
Oh, yeah. That's who they
are. Oh, yeah. They're just short.
Yeah.
Well,
Caesar wasn't, I don't know.
I hate that they call him short. He was like 5'7", 5'8". You know,
who,
was,
Caesar?
Wasn't Napoleon like 5'4"?
Napoleon
five,
was
five,
like 5'6".
No, he was my height. He was short.
Yeah. But you're 5'8".
No, not fine. I wish it was
fine. He was probably like 5'4". You know, they always add a couple inches.
He's looking up. That. I thought it was Napoleon, 6 foot tall.
I feel like we've looked it up.
Oh, 5'6".
So he's probably like 5'4".
Damn, he's taller than me.
Yeah.
That's right. Hey, Drew, he's probably like 5'4". He said he was 5'6", but he's not really.
Yeah, you know, they wore heels back then.
If he's 5'6", he might be Hispanic, you know?
Well, he was Hispanic.
Shut up.
Napoleon?
Leon.
Napoleon.
Oh, no, he was Latino. Sorry, not Hispanic.
Yeah. I'm not going to get into
Latinx.
I'm not going to get into
that. I was doing a little bit of I listened to a couple of history deals this week. One of them was about Nazi America and how, like,
hell yeah,
in the 1930s, like, the Germans were trying to take over the U.S. and our way of, or, you know, the U.S.'s way of life and making them, like, real anti-Semitic, I guess. And then it failed because, you know, the people that were actually here were like, wait a second, like, motherfuckers are... They were, like, trying to do, like, an actual insurrection, like, in the 1930s. I don't remember exact dates, but the Germans had, like, a bunch of schools all over the U.S. that they were teaching the kids, that the kids were going, and they were just teaching them all that. It was just, you know, the whites only doing all the things. And Germany actually had people stationed here, like, trying to, like, overturn the government, you know, to be that way. And then at one point, the U.S. was like, fuck this shit, you know. So they kicked these guys out. They started making all these laws.
That and sounds like the LGBT now.
Sort of.
So... Okay, this is going to make me sound really stupid. Okay with that. But am I the only one that thinks Jewish people are white?
I mean...
Well, I'm 1%
I think Jewish people are white.
I think Jewish people are white, but I'm 1% Jewish, so too. I don't know. No, I thought the same thing. Yeah, but
I have no idea.
It's a way of life, isn't it?
What do you mean you have no, like, in your mind?
I mean, whenever I see one, yeah, I picture a white guy with a big ass beard.
Like, what's his name? Fucking Hollywood producer that
Adam Sandler.
That hashtag Me Too guy.
Weinstein.
Weinstein. He's the whitest motherfucker ever.
Yeah. I didn't know he was Jewish.
I didn't either.
All of Hollywood is Jewish. Come on. Kanye told you, motherfuckers. Y'all didn't listen.
That's true.
Kanye speaks the truth, man.
Thank man, you. I'm not even going to get Thank into you. That. Anyways.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done if you're down.
You done?
With what? With what?
The episode.
Well, I thought you were going to say something about what I was talking
but
about.
But I changed my mind.
I wanted to see where this was going to go.
I don't want to get shot because I insulted Jewish people.
Anyways, I want to hear it.
They're fucking white.
I don't know. Anyway, so just to finish what I was saying.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so that shit, all that shit stopped. They left, right? Or they got sent back because that one leader got, he was sentenced to jail and then he went to jail again and he got shipped back. All those people that were like part of that group, you know, which was KKK or Nazi, whatever.
Yeah.
They stayed, right? But they just had to acclimate to the way of life. So that's where all that shit comes from now. You know what I mean?
In the 1930s?
Yeah.
Was the U.S. already involved in World War II at
it
that
was
point?
During World War II, yeah.
No.
Actually, it was right before.
Way before.
Because I know that
they waited it out.
Germany really did not want U.S. to get involved. And then whenever Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, you know, that's what ignited us getting involved in World War II.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it took 5 years later to drop the nukes on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. But, yeah.
I thought that was cool. I don't know all the information, but I thought that was pretty interesting.
I'm probably wrong on that too. Again, and then I just
no, you're right.
I spit bullshit. You
know? Luis, fact check us.
Thanks, Luis.
Send us a text or something. I don't know.
Good man.
If you ever want to show up again, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
All right, thanks, Luis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you might like to know. I got kicked out of my daughter's softball game last night.
Tell us about it.
He's the coach.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I coach.
And you got kicked out?
Yeah, I got tossed by the hump because, dude, he was making terrible calls all night. But obviously, I was being biased, you know, when he made a bad call on the other team. You know, I was like, ah, hell yeah, you know. And then whenever he made a bad call on our team, I was like, hey, fuck you. Yeah, exactly. And we ended up losing 10-9. The girls played their hearts out. It was a damn good game. The refs, in my opinion, really, really gave it to him. But he made this one awful call.
But he was
call.
Making bad calls both ways.
He definitely was.
Okay, so he just sucked.
He sucked.
That's fair.
Yeah. I mean, he threw me out twice last season, too. You
know, so, he had it out for you.
Yeah.
You again.
He brought his son in. And he's a really good guy. I've actually talked to him, you know. no disrespect to this man. I mean, he's great at – he's not great at what he does. But he's a good guy, you know. And we got into it, and I started yelling at him in front of the parents. And then, like, you know, we got into it. And then just like, you're out of here. And I was fuck you, you know, and obviously I left, you know, because I didn't cuss, which was a big bonus, you know, but I was yelling at him. And
so you didn't say fuck you?
No, I didn't. And I did. But yeah, I got tossed last night. That was not cool, you know, but I mean, it is what it is. I love the game. I love softball. I love baseball. I actually play in a men's slow pitch league, which is pretty fun. It's a beer league, you know. We get out there, we show up drunk, and then play softball, which is really, really fun. If you don't do it, highly recommend it. But
yeah. I can't hit a ball coming at me that slow. It's hard.
It is hard. Yeah, it is hard. Whenever you think about it, because you think that, you know, they're just tossing it, but like, you know, you have people who really playing or really good at. Like I played this, we played against this old man who could throw like a badass knuckleball, and it was really difficult to hit. I mean, you would connect and you'd think you're about to send it, but it would be funny because it was a knuckleball.
Yeah.
And it would like fall 20 feet, you know, it wouldn't really go that far. And then you have people who can just crush it. But that's also the beauty of the league, because it's a 300-foot fence, you know, which is most of us could probably send it over the fence. But if you hit a home run, if you hit it over the fence, it's an automatic out. So you can't just go up there and swing your heart out. It's, you got to play strategic.
Don't play softball.
It's fun.
You also can't lead off. Yeah, that's really? Too many stupid rules.
Yeah, you can't lead off. And you can't lead off until the ball crosses the plate.
What?
But I mean, dude, you're drunk. You're having a great time. Trust me, you're not.
Okay.
You're just having fun.
I played a few years ago in the outfield. That ball's coming.
Oh, yeah. You get some guys that rip it.
Oh, yeah. You got some guys that
No, I know. But you get a lot of action back there. And
yeah, all your best players are in the outfield.
I hadn't played in I don't know how long. The and player. They were like, they just put me back there.
I had a triple play once in softball. The only time I ever fucking played, and I hated it.
Your pitcher?
Stupid. No, it was a shortstop.
Oh.
And you got a triple play?
Because even though you can't lead off, I don't know. I still to this day don't know how it happened because you can't lead off. But, and it was a fucking hummer. It was coming at like close to second base. But all the runners took off and I caught it, stepped on second base. I was waiting on the runner from first. Mm-hmm. He was coming at me and he saw me and he knew what was happening. And he was going to come to me, but then Olivia, like at first base, going nuts for me to throw her the ball. So I fucking threw her. Not my Olivia. Some one of my friends.
I just pictured you.
At that time, she was six.
Yeah. I fucking threw her the ball and got the triple play or whatever. But like, how can that happen in softball?
A triple play?
I just don't think the refs are worth the shit in softball.
A lot of them aren't, you know, but. We complained a lot to the league about the refs, and then they were like, okay, we need refs. Are you going to go through the training and do it? And I'm like, shit, no. Hell no. You know?
It's like me. I tried with I actually went to a refs class one day because of soccer. For the same reason. I used to always get like in trouble with the soccer thing. And like, nah, I'm not doing that. It's stupid.
I could just picture you running out there throwing the sickest yellow card anybody's ever seen, you know?
Yeah, we had a parent get kicked out on our last game on Sunday, but...
Soccer?
Yeah.
But
she was a woman ref, so probably got her feelings hurt real quick.
Yeah.
Adrian at Enemy's Tempo.
It didn't take very long, but yeah, it was too quick. You know, hormones and all that.
I only coached my daughter's team like one year and she quit. But then I always had like adult teams, like rec, whatever, indoor teams and all that shit. And I would always get in trouble with the refs for some reason. I talk a lot of shit.
Oh, absolutely. I love talking shit. There was this one parent last night. She was talking mad shit. And I was like, yo, you know, aim it at the parents or aim it at the coaches. You know, these are 12-year-old girls walking around, you know, don't be talking shit to the refs.
I never talk shit to the kids. It was always the ref.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, there was a lady in this thing.
The kids were just playing. And you don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah. So Adrian, it really sounds like you think that women can handle.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
That's what he said.
The only two times we've been kicked out is there were both times.
They were both women.
Women.
Women. Yeah. All right.
Had a short fuse.
Women will definitely get in their feelings before men. I mean, it's just.
Yes, not necessarily.
Not all,
we
of them,
felt,
not all of them.
And we felt like it was a little rigged because we were the out-of-town team.
Brown people? Oh.
My bad. Out-of-town team. And there was a couple calls that didn't go our way. One was a PK that could have helped us a lot, but it is what it is.
That's why it's called home field.
That is home field advantage.
That whatever.
Absolutely.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma. But okay. Do you have anything else?
I've been trying to be done forever. Y'all keep bringing shit up.
Sorry, I'm having a good time. All right.
We're down. Damn. Yeah. Misses you.
All right. With that being said, Luis, I don't care that you're gay. You're still my friend.